fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, hour number two of the program on Wednesday morning. And again, a reminder, it's my final day with you this week. You've got Brian tomorrow, Paul Santos on Friday. Please be good to both of them. Call in, have conversations with them. They're very nice to get up early and come in and fill in for me so I can head out to the Michigan Paranormal Convention. Get myself some of that delicious whitefish out there, some of that walleye. Yeah, it's good stuff. Sault Ste. Marie, as far north as you can go without being in Canada. As they say, you can stand at the river and spit and hit Canada. I'm not going to spit into the river, but it's a beautiful place. If you've never been to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it's a beautiful place. Just a pain to get to. Getting on a plane at the plane takes off at 1:10 from Boston, and I won't get into Sault Ste. Marie until about 8 p.m. Got to fly to Detroit, and then go from Detroit to the Sioux. So hopefully no travel problems like last year with the tornado at the airport. Knock on Formica. So we are still running our contest this week for tickets to see Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper, Freaks on Parade 2024. If you want to enter to win, you can do so at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Even though I will be away, we still have the ability to pick winners, and we'll do that. So if you are a winner, you'll get an email from Casey. She'll have you sign it virtually and then send it back to her, and she can send you the tickets directly to your Ticketmaster or Live Nation app. So you don't even need to come down here. So we'll draw winners for the rest of this week, and then next week, we are going to be giving away tickets to see James Taylor at MGM Music Hall at Fenway, which is a great venue. James Taylor is bringing his all-star band, and he's doing two shows, one on Monday, September 9th, and one on Tuesday, September 10th. We have tickets to both shows to give away. And I do want to warn you, these tickets are standing room only. So if you're somebody who can't stand for a couple of hours, you might want to pass on them. But they are standing room only. There's, you know, that standing room section of MGM Grand, that's where they gave us tickets to. So I just want you to be aware of that before you enter. So that'll be starting on Friday. You'll be able to enter that contest. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffiolis.
How you doing?
I was listening to you earlier talking about nothing's been said about all the bodies in the street.
Mm-hmm. Three homicides in 14 days.
It's amazing, isn't it? We know that the mayor is in Chicago. Now, who's in charge of the city? Like I asked Chris yesterday.
I was told that I could be if I wanted to.
You don't live in New Bedford.
You don't know where I live.
I know a lot of things people don't understand. I know where all the bodies.
I believe that according to the charter, it is the city council president becomes the acting mayor. I know there's some clarification that's needed to it, but I think that's what people have extrapolated out of it, I should say.
All these years that I've been involved in politics, and goes back to like the late 70s, that's always the case, okay? It's supposed to be the person that's the president of the city council.
Mm-hmm.
But why I called is, it just gets me, he gets all the blame all the time. And I'm saying it isn't that he doesn't deserve some of the blame, but not when you get it from the city council. I just want to bring something up to the people out there. You have a city council that's been all the problems with the bodies all over the street. And you have Naomi Tani as the president. Okay, and you had Linda Morehead running the joint. But you as yourself know that when you had Linda Morehead on the thing, she never took any calls from the audience, the people out here.
She did once. Okay. She came in one day and did it.
Okay, one day out of a whole year. That's pretty good. But my concern is, if you remember a little while back, they were afraid and they needed protection. They had a special city council meeting where they threw everybody out, even the newspapers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to executive session to talk about their safety outside, about the cameras. They wanted to put cameras out there. And they did this. This was under Linda Morehead's regime, okay? Which... they went to executive session, they kicked all the public out, and then we never got the minutes for the executive session. It's over. And that was to protect themselves. Now, why don't they call, why doesn't Naomi call, or even Brian Gomes, he talks about, you know, his public safety and everything. Why don't they call a special meeting to at least let the public, to let us know what's going on out there, even though because the mayor's not here. But yet, we got to hear when they have a problem. If you notice the big article that was there yesterday or the day before about Naomi Tani suing the sheriff, big article, you know, but why don't they have a meeting? That's all I'm asking. They can have a meeting, an emergency meeting. But you see anybody coming forward and talking? But when it's again, they always come when they want to attack somebody.
I haven't heard anything from anybody. And again, I could be wrong. I could have just missed it, but I haven't seen any statements from anybody.
You didn't miss it. You did not miss it. Let me clarify that. Okay? It's just that they're just looking out for, and it's ridiculous. I mean, look at the system itself. And I know you say I'm beating a dead horse, okay? We have no power out there. It's all the people that's connected that get all the privileges, okay? And I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to keep bringing it up, is I filed a complaint against Linda Morehead in court back in April 4th. They dismissed her without a hearing. And when did you ever hear? Does any lawyer out there... can make it. Ever seen that happen? They dismissed
I'm sure that happens. Yes.
Well, it happened with Naomi Tani when she slapped the phone out of my hand, and then she gave me a confession letter saying exactly what they dismissed that. She even apologized to the people that were sitting next to me.
I think that was more an apology letter than a confession letter, Gilly.
But it still happened like the way I said it did. She assaulted. She hit a constituent, she hit my hand and my phone went because she was afraid I was going to attack her.
So
I've never seen a woman in my life.
Getting back to your original point, I mean, I don't think we've heard from Brian Gomes, who is the chair of the public safety. We haven't heard from Ryan Pereira, who's the counselor where two of these murders happened. Well, I should say homicides, because one hasn't been categorized as murder. But still, like, I haven't heard anything from anybody on this.
Well, that's my point. I'm bringing that up. A lot of people don't want to bring it up. They went into executive session to speak about their safety. You know, it's amazing. You know, like, they said that it's for the safety of the employees of City Hall. How come they didn't do that when Mr. Brito got attacked outside? How come they didn't do that meeting then?
I don't know.
I'm just saying that they're only looking out for themselves. They're trying to make themselves look good. The public is fed up with the city council. Okay? Right. There's a video. Even Leo Chiquette said it on the floor.
I'm gonna hold you there just because I want to give other people a chance.
I understand, but where is our representative? You know, like the city council, Linda Morin, Naomi Carney. She's the president. She can do anything. She can call a meeting at Slack.
Sure.
Stop thinking about yourself. Let's get the people out here some relief.
All right. Thank you, sir. And let's go to another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. You know, I'm just calling about to give my two cents about what's going on in the city with all this situation. You know, I lived in this city all my life, and I remember way back when, I can't remember, you know, the years or how far back it goes, but I'm sure you'll remember at your age. We were having a lot of gang violent situations going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it was more in the North End. And, you know, the police, when it came to the police, the chief of police, the mayor, I can't remember who the mayor was at the time, the city councilors, and, you know, everybody like worked together. Like there was no hiding that there was a situation or a problem going on in the city with the gangs and the shootings and everything else. And you know, it did take a while, but the and at that time we had a good like undercover gang unit, which nowadays I don't even know, you don't even hear about that anymore, so I don't even know.
I believe it was disbanded. I believe it was absorbed into a general like vice unit.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it went on for about, you know, maybe a good year and a half, but they really did get a hold of it, and you know, long story short, it was resolved, most of it, and taken care of, and you know, we finally had some peace in the city. But it seems that, you know, nowadays, with everything that's going on, you know, the whole defund the police, you know, not enough police officers, which, you know, I can understand and I feel for the police officers, because I have to tell you, if I were a young person nowadays, I wouldn't want to sign up to be a police officer, especially due to the major problems we're having with the court system. These, you know, they bust their butt trying to catch these people. You know, they go to court and these judges that are in place, you know, slap them on the hand regardless, doesn't, you know, hold them accountable, you know, for anything. Even with the whole gun violation of however that got thrown out the window, that, you know, if you have an illegal gun, you gotta, you know, spend a year in prison for that. And, you know, so they're let back out on the street. And, you know, we have a vicious circle going on here. And the whole, you know, people, I don't know, it's almost like they accept everything. And it's pretty sad that you only have a few in the city council or the politicians that are really paying attention and letting the public in the city know what's going on. What, you know, what frustrates me and a lot of people that I talk to is that, you know, we're not stupid. I mean, if we're not going to get it from the mayor and the city council nowadays, you're going to get it on social media, because there's people out there that are going to let you know what's going on. And that even makes the situation worse.
Right, because that can be dangerous in a different sense, because now you have people who might have a false interpretation of what's going on, who are spreading that. No, you know, not by any fault of their own, but they just don't have the correct information, and then that causes more panic and concern.
Right, and you know, the thing that really kind of got to me was, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, where there was an actual carjacking that happened in the city, which, you know, very, I mean, I don't even know if I've ever even heard of that going on in our city ever. And as a person, you know, female, driving out there, you know, now it's like, you know, you got to make sure that your doors are locked, you get to a red light and intersection, even during the day, like you got to be really scoping out, checking everything. So, you know, these politicians, they really need to inform the residents of the city. They need, you know, we understand if there's ongoing investigations. Yeah, you know, you can't come out and tell the public, oh, you know, this and that and whatever. I mean, we understand that. But listen, don't just sweep it under the rug and pretend like, you know, there's no crime, everything's good. Just be honest with people and say, look, you know, we're trying to get a hold of this. We're trying to, you know, control this or do the best we can and make the public aware of what is actually happening so that, you know, we know, so that, you know, we're not thinking that, oh, yeah, everything's great. And then now, you know, somebody shows up at my car with a gun and they want to carjack me because, you know, I didn't know something. I wasn't even aware of it, that this was going on in the city. And, you know, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't even know what the answer is, but I really believe that instead of cutting and defunding the police budget, you really need to give police the resources that they need and try to invent something to get people to try to join the police force. And I don't even know. Do you know, is there even really a gang unit still in the city? Because I never hear about it.
Yeah, I think it's been wrapped into the Vice Intelligence and Gang Unit now, if I have it correct.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, I know, you know, in the past, you know, the mayors would talk about it. You know, they're always talking about the gang unit. And nowadays, I mean, you don't even hear anything about that. So anyway, that's just, you know, my opinion for the day. I hope you have a good day.
Okay? You as well. Take care. And I think, you know, and one of the things that happened is a few years ago, there was Operation Throwdown where they broke up the Latin Kings. I mean, they really took down a major portion of that gang, which was kind of the major gang in the city. So you might not hear that much about what goes on in gang-related activities now because a lot of these crimes that are happening may not be gang-related. They're certainly criminal, but it might not be to the point, the organized gang activity that it used to be. So then, you know, if it's, That was always kind of a thing you would look for, you know, in these press releases, they would say, is a member of this gang, a known gang member. And you don't really see a lot of that anymore. And I don't think that that's, you know, trying to hide that information. I just think that it's not as organized as it was prior to that big, big sweep of all the gang members a few years ago. The other thing, too, is if it's one thing that I've learned, see, I want answers. When I call the police department or when I send an email over, you know, I want information. I want names. I want the details, the specifics. I don't want a DA's press release that tells me that somebody killed somebody else, but doesn't tell me what the murder weapon was. I shouldn't say murder. It hasn't been charged with murder. But what the weapon used in that homicide was. But I've learned over time, that's what I want and what we want here, because that's our job, is to provide people with information. But what the people really want is just assurances. They just want sympathy. They want the mayor, the police chief, the city councilor, whoever it may be, to stand there and say, we hear you. And it's nice if they can also say, we don't think there's a threat to the public. This is, you know, these people knew each other. This was a drug transaction, you know, whatever it is that they're going to say. People just want to hear that the elected officials and the people who are supposed to be handling these problems understand how upset that it makes people. That's all they're looking for. They're not looking for the answers like I am. They're not looking for the details like I am. They're just looking for that little bit of sympathy, that little bit of, we understand, we feel you, we feel terrible that this goes on too, but you don't have to worry. 508-996-0500. I've got to take this break. We'll be right back. And we will take more of your calls coming up. But before I go into the news with Phil, I just want to mention to you. So I was on Facebook the other day, actually last night. Yeah, it was last night. And I was scrolling through and I saw one of my friends posted their Eversource bill. And it said, no new charges at the bottom or something along that line, or nothing due or whatever it was, whatever the statement was. And he was particularly talking about Isaacson Solar. And he said, you know, the best decision I made was going with Isaacson Solar and putting solar panels on my home. And now when I get that electric bill, I don't have to worry. And I got my electric bill the other day and I was like, ooh, that does seem kind of high. I was running two air conditioners for a little while. Yeah, maybe I should stop doing that. Imagine getting that feeling, that anxious feeling that you get when you open the electric bill and instead feeling relief because you know it's going to say no new charges. That can be you. But is it true? Can you get paid to go solar? Can you really have a zero balance with the electric company? Well, I can't answer all those questions for you, but Isaacson Solar can. So go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. Sign up. They'll come to your home. They'll take a look. They'll tell you if your home is a good fit for solar. And then if you are, they will give you a free, no obligation quote. So what are you waiting for? At least get the answers. At least get that free quote. And then you can make the decision about whether or not going solar is right for you. isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N. isaacsonsolar.com. Now it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Obamas make their case for President Kamala Harris. The Secretary of State leaves the Middle East with no Gaza ceasefire agreement and a focus on food dangers as kids head back to school.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Obama says Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are the leaders America needs right now.
If we work like we've never worked before, if we hold firm to our convictions, we will elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
Speaking at the Democratic National Convention Tuesday night, he went after Donald Trump, saying re-electing him would be dangerous. Obama said Harris will get up every morning and fight for the American people. Michelle Obama also spoke, telling her hometown crowd to do something.
If we start feeling that dread creeping back in, we got to pick ourselves up, throw water on our face, and what?
Do something!
We only have 2.5 months, y'all, to get this done.
The former First Lady said while her husband was president, GOP candidate Trump felt threatened, quote, by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who also happened to be black. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East without a Gaza ceasefire agreement or a deal for Hamas to release hostages held since October. Blinken has been meeting with negotiators in Qatar on a proposal that would bring Israel and Hamas closer to an agreement. Before leaving on Tuesday, Blinken told reporters the deal, quote, needs to get done in the days ahead. A former Minneapolis police officer who received the shortest sentence for the 2020 murder of George Floyd has been released from federal prison. Thomas Lane was released Tuesday after finishing his state and federal sentences. Lane was convicted by a federal jury in 2022 of violating Floyd's civil rights for not responding to his medical needs during the 9+ minutes a fellow officer was kneeling on Floyd's neck. The FAA is ordering the inspections of hundreds of Boeing 787 Dreamliners after a flight last March took a sudden dive that injured at least 50. The Chilean flight plunged after a seat flew forward and knocked out the autopilot. At least 4 similar issues have since been reported. And as students head back to school across the country, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is asking parents to be aware of potential food allergens. USDA program specialist Zoya Sitar has tips on how to pack children's safe lunches.
The teacher should not child to, you know, wash your hands before and after eating, identify what those allergens look like. And this may be a little hard, but don't share food with friends if in case they do get sick or your own child gets sick.
USDA says 1 in 13 children has a food allergy. To make sure kids are safe as they head to the cafeteria, experts say parents should be aware of 9 food allergens, including milk, fish, eggs, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, soybeans, and sesame, which was recently added.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox evened their series with the Astros at a game apiece after holding on for a 6-5 victory in Houston last night. They'll look to capture the match this afternoon. Game starts at 2:10, and the Patriots making a number of roster moves on Tuesday. New England adding depth to its front seven after signing defensive end Kobe Jones and linebacker Christian McCarroll. Last preseason game with the Washington Commanders on Sunday night, and you can hear it all right here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It feels like fall. These temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning under mostly clear skies. Below average temperatures, unseasonably cool this afternoon under mostly sunny skies, low 70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight, just a tad cooler in the low 50s. Low 70s for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, moderates by Friday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That was a Wilson Phillips song that I loved when it came out, but nobody really remembers. But it was a good one. Impulsive. So, you know, you heard Gilly talking earlier about when the mayor's out of town, who's the acting mayor? Well, let me ask you this. Do you know who your governor is right now? Because things got a little wild. On Beacon Hill here in the governor's office. Because, as you know, Governor Maura Healey is at the Democratic National Convention. And also out there was Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, Secretary of State Bill Galvin, and Attorney General Andrea Campbell. They're all delegates at the Democratic National Convention. And Treasurer Deb Goldberg is traveling for a wedding and is away for the week. So what happened was, I guess, you know, with the governor and the lieutenant governor out, next in line would be the Secretary of State, and then would be the Attorney General. And then after that would be the Treasurer. And then after that would be the Auditor. And they actually told Auditor Diana DeZoglio to be prepared that she was going to be acting governor for a couple of hours because Galvin was supposed to be leaving Massachusetts before Driscoll returned. So it ended up not working out that way because flights got delayed, I guess, and she ended up leaving later than expected. So she was here. Wait, I forget which way it worked. But anyway, it worked out so that she was back here. Lieutenant Governor Driscoll was back here before Secretary Galvin had to leave. So she was able to be the acting governor. But they really had it prepared that the auditor was going to be the acting governor, at least for a few hours, while waiting for the lieutenant governor to return. And during that time, Auditor Diana DeZoglio prepared an executive order. Now, she says she had no intention of signing it, that she felt that it would have been inappropriate for the governor, the lieutenant governor, to come home and find a signed executive order that was done by, you know, the fifth person, fifth or sixth? One, two, three, four, five, sixth person in line to be the acting governor, or to be the governor. And what this was, it was designed to ban state agencies from mandating non-disclosure agreements in settlements with employees. So if you reach a settlement, say, because you were sexually harassed by your boss, and you agree to a settlement, they would say to you, and you've got to sign this NDA, this non-disclosure agreement, so that you don't say anything. Basically paying you off to stay silent about what happened. and she wants to eliminate that. But she said that she wasn't going to sign this executive order, but that, you know, this was done because she plans to work with the administration to make this happen. But still, that's a bold move, Cotton, to decide to draft an executive order. And she says she didn't plan on signing it. But yeah, it's easy to say that when you didn't actually end up becoming acting governor for a little while. But what if she had? She's just telling you she had no intention of signing it. And I like Diana DeZoglio. I think she's been great. What I find fascinating about her is that both Democrats and Republicans and libertarians even, everybody seems to be in favor of the job that she's been doing because she's rooting out problems. She's finding, she's going for transparency and she's going for accountability. And she's doing exactly what she said she was going to do if she got that role. And a lot of people have said, I mean, I don't know if it's important people, but a lot of people that I've talked to, not that my people that I talk to aren't important, but I don't know how much influence and sway they have over this, but I've heard people talk about her as a gubernatorial candidate someday. And you might have somebody who could be a very popular governor if, you know, she maintains this approval that she has across the board. But this might be, this I don't know. That's like when Michael Rock goes on vacation. If I was like, you know what I'm going to do now? That's it. Michael Rock's away. We're changing WBSM to a classic rock format. That's what we're doing. We're just going to play classic rock all day. No, I don't have that kind of power. I don't even know that Michael Rock has that kind of power. I think that has to be, you know, discussed with corporate. But still, I would never think to do something like that. When you're acting whatever, you're just a babysitter. You're just keeping the seat warm and there in case of an emergency. You're there to make the phone call to the National Guard if something happens. And we've talked about this when we're talking about, you know, the acting mayor role. How much is that really necessary in today's day and age? Maura Healey can run Massachusetts while she's in Chicago. Mayor Mitchell can run New Bedford while he's in Chicago. It's kind of an archaic thing. It's more ceremonial, I think, that you have to have somebody in the state to do these things. But anyway, DeZoglio even called a press conference. And I guess ostensibly the press conference was supposed to be about report, you know, an audit report. But there are those who are speculating, no, I think she was ready to sign this executive order as an acting governor. What testicular fortitude that would have been. 508-996-0500. That's a wrestling term. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Gilly Saffiolis again. May I say something?
Sure.
Okay, you just talked about the governor and, you know, the sixth person in line and everything, about signing confidential information and everything. You know, I just want to bring up about the same thing happened at St. Luke's Hospital when Councilor Brian Gomes got dismissed from there. Okay, never went through, didn't go through, you know, the channels, because the woman didn't file the charges, settled with the hospital. So she's not allowed to continue her charges against Brian Gomes. So that's why he even had Judge Leontad try to get his job back.
I mean, that's what a settlement is for. A settlement is for charges don't go forward. This is about a non-disclosure agreement where you can't talk about any of the situation.
That's why she can't talk about it. That's why she settled for a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. So she made that decision then.
Huh?
She made that decision then.
No, I know. So don't make it sound that Brian Gomes didn't do anything wrong. Because he tried to get his job back with Judge Leontad as his attorney.
I never said that. I never said that he didn't.
No. He hired Judge Leontad to represent him. All right?
Nope. All right. Thank you. You have a good weekend. I will. Oh, good rest of your week. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
All right. I get where he was going, but, you know, kind of getting lost in it. So I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. I want you to do me a favor, though. I want you to start picturing yourself with a big, juicy steak in front of you. Or maybe steak's not your thing. How about some thick, juicy chicken breast? Or a nice fat pork chop, perfectly seared, cooked exactly the way that you like it. That could be on your plate tonight if you go by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. You can go and get high quality meat at prices that are better than the supermarket. Better quality, better prices. And you can get all kinds of other things at the butcher shop. Things you didn't even know that you liked. You can try new things. You can try some of the things that they make. You can try some of Maria's rice pudding, and you better, because it's fantastic. It's all there for you at the butcher shop. But if you're not really sure what you want to prepare, if you're not really sure how to make it, you're like, you know what, I am feeling pork chops tonight, but I need something different. You know, I'm a shake and bake person. What can I do besides that? Marge, your cooking only has two moves, shake and bake. You like shake and bake. You put it in your coffee. Anyway, Simpsons reference. But you don't know what to do with it, or you need some new ideas, talk to the Pinaretta family over there. They will give you all kinds of recipe ideas, different marinades, different seasonings. In fact, they marinate stuff all the time over there. You can get it ready to go. And then if you really want to try something, try some of the delicious food that they cook right there each and every day. It's a great place to stop in for a quick lunch on the go, or if you just don't feel like cooking dinner. And slip down into the beer and wine cellar and find yourself a little something to celebrate the end of the evening as well. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the butcher shop, a real old school neighborhood market. Going to take my next break here. We will be right back. And you're going to want to be the man in motion if you go and eat that food challenge that I wrote about at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You'll probably be in motion to the restroom after eating all that food. But if you want to see what it looks like, there's a photo of it. And I can describe it on the radio all I want, but it's not going to do it justice until you take a look at it and you see it for yourself. It's at the Providence and Plymouth G Pubs. There's a G Pub in Plymouth and one in Providence. The one in Plymouth is over by the Market Basket, which is on the way to Colony Place if you were coming from Route 58. And if you were going down Route 44. Oh, no, that's not. Route 44 doesn't go that way anymore since they built the highway portion. Never mind. That was the 80s, Tim. But, you know the, it used to be the stop. I almost said Stop and Shop, but I'm not sure that it was a Stop and Shop. It was where Purity Supreme was. When I was a kid and I lived in Algonquin Heights, Purity Supreme was in the plaza right next to us with Rich's and the movie theater. You could walk over to Purity and get yourself something. We'd see people walking all the time with groceries. Sometimes we'd even go over and get our groceries and just walk home with them. Then they moved it to over where the Market Basket is now, which I loved because then they put in the VHS rental space. But anyway, it's over in that area where the Papagino's is and all that stuff. And then in Providence, it's on Orange Street. So anyway, the G-Pub has introduced the new Fame or Shame burger, sandwich, whatever it may be. And it's two leaning towers comprised of four double cheeseburgers stacked between grilled cheese sandwiches, topped with house cheese sauce, applewood bacon, fried onion rings, lettuce, tomato, mob sauce, and four buffalo chicken sliders. That's what's standing on this tower of a sandwich. And then it also comes with 1 pound of chili cheese fries. And if you want to take the challenge is 30 minutes to eat all of that. You can't get up from the table. You can't share it with anybody. If you finish it in 30 minutes, you get on their wall of fame and you get your meal for free. If you don't finish it in 30 minutes, your name goes on the wall of shame and you have to pay for it, and it costs $95. So you've got to, it's a serious commitment to want to take on that challenge. And I know people are going to go there just for the, just to say that they did it. And if you do that, please send us photos. We want to see. We want to see what happens when you, you know, don't, if you get sick, don't send us video of that. But send us photos of you trying to take on this challenge. And we'll add this, we'll add them into the story. You can either put them on the app or you can send them to me, tim@wbsm.com. I will not be trying it. I know there's no way I'm going to get, I wouldn't even be able to eat one of the double cheeseburgers, let alone everything else that it comes with. 508-996-0500. Let me take my final break of this hour. We'll be back in a few. I would never leave you alone. Every time I hear that song, I feel like I'm ready to get into a karate fight to the death in an old castle in Okinawa. I mean, I'd lose. I don't actually know any karate, but it still makes me want to do it.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.